That's your cue, Jane.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Bronco Babble on KDNK with the Lukester and the Janerator.
Babble.
We are the two aficionados today. David Briscoe is in Africa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trip of a lifetime. Is he going all over the continent, or do you know?
I'm not sure. I just know he's gone for 3 weeks.
I was thinking about him. I hope he goes. I know he's going to South Africa first.
Okay.
But I hope he makes it up to Egypt and Morocco, too.
I don't think he's going to, but I'm not positive.
I wonder if the Denver Broncos ever played at the pyramids like the Grateful Dead.
I heard they did.
Did they win?
They lost.
Oh, that explains everything. Some Egyptian pharaoh cursed the Broncos.
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, anyway, it's the two of us today, and anyone out there can join us if you want to call 963-2976 and babble along with us.
Babble in your beer, in between the tears.
Yeah.
Because we're all crying in our beers. These Broncos, it just looks like last year.
Oh, it was awful. It was so friggin' depressing to me.
That was a bad day. The Rockies lost, too.
Yep. The Rockies are out of it. Yep. They lost.
The Broncos are out of it, too.
Oh, my God.
And they're only in this week six.
I know. It was so bad. Even though it looked like it was going to be good, you know, in that first quarter when we scored that touchdown.
Yeah.
But that was the only touchdown. Wasn't that the only? Oh, no. We scored two touchdowns.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's
it was 14-6. It was
34-16.
Jets, not Broncos.
Yes.
Jets,
which
in
means nobody won last week, Jane, because nobody predicted the Jets.
Oh, who had the closest score?
Oh, well, that's a good question. You ask me these hard questions.
I'm sorry. You don't have to answer.
Run out and do my homework.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would have thought I'd be doing homework for a football talk show? What's
not
up with
me.
That?
I don't know, but I didn't really do my homework today either.
Nor I.
But I did watch the game.
Uh-huh. And it sucked.
Oh, it sucks so bad.
Do you suppose Vance Johnson's butt is a little warm?
Joseph. Yeah, you always say Johnson.
I know.
Yeah,
he's one of the three amigos.
Yeah.
He's not the coach. He's a three amigo. Vance Joseph. Vance Joseph's butt is pretty hot, don't you think?
I think it's pretty hot. Yeah. And my two consultants who know so much about football and the Broncos told me that his butt is on the line.
Yeah,
and that they think Joseph is what the problem is.
Well, you know, if you think about it, they retooled on both sides of the ball with either draft choices or, you know, a few free agents on the defensive side. So it's a different team than last year, and yet it's the same result as last year.
Exactly.
And it looks the same. So what's the common denominator? It's Vance Joseph.
It is. We have some really good new players, like Philip Lindsay.
And Royce Freeman. And Courtland Sutton.
Yeah, and
Sutton.
He was great.
He was the only bright spot
That's
on the offense.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
he's
that
a
was
big
his,
guy.
That was his coming out party.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you are right. Our quarterback doesn't look as good as I thought he would look. However, it's not necessarily his fault.
Yeah. I think most Broncomaniacs recognize that. If you recognize that, caller, give us a call, 963-2976.
And let us know what your thoughts are about the Broncos and the last Bronco game and the upcoming, hopefully not disaster, game with the LA Rams this Sunday.
You know, it was a bad omen when the second string punter came in and his first two punts were 20 yards.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is about as bad as it gets.
Oh, I know. I know. And
then he boomed a couple, so he redeemed himself a little bit.
He did. I do have one question. One comment. We were doing so bad that if I were the coach, and it's a good thing I'm not.
For you or for them?
For them.
Oh, okay.
I would love it, but I certainly am not qualified. But I would have, just to change things up, because they were going so bad, I would have put in Chad Kelly, our backup quarterback, who did so well in the preseason.
God, that would be such a confidence breaker with Case Keenum.
You think?
I mean, that would just that's throwing him under the bus, Jane. You can't do that yet. Throw the coach under the bus before you throw the quarterback under the bus, pretty much, is what it amounts to.
I guess you could. I see what you're saying, but the other side, which I didn't really think about. I was simply thinking, coach-wise, I wasn't thinking about poor Keenum because I like him. I wasn't thinking about how he would take it. I was only thinking about changing things up, putting in a new player to, you know, who knows? That's what I was thinking of, but you're right. Yeah.
You know, and Vaughn hasn't looked the same.
Oh, no.
You know, we were all thinking that with Chubb on the other side, he would take the pressure off of Vaughn, and Vaughn would run wild. But it ain't happened that way.
He hasn't done anything since the first game.
I know. So
what's going on? 963-2976. Call us and babble about what is going on with our Broncos.
Must be something in the water, Jane.
I don't know.
Or something that they ate. I don't know.
I don't know, but, you know, the more I talk to people, the more they think it's the coach.
It sure seems that way.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, for a while, I was holding Elway culpable, too, a little bit, but he had a really great draft.
Yeah, he did.
So, you know, and he got a pretty good deal as far as new free agent quarterbacks go. I mean, $17 million, but that's mid-range
these
days.
I know.
You know, how much did Kirk Cousins get? $30
million? I don't know. A lot. A lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, KC doesn't have to search for a quarterback anymore, but I think the Broncos still do.
You think they still need to search?
You know, whether it comes in next year's draft or the one after that, who knows? But you got to wonder.
I know.
I mean, it was grim. There was no red zone efficiency. They couldn't get Freeman involved. He had a couple of breakout runs. They couldn't get Lindsay involved. What happened to Bradley Roby? He's totally choking.
Oh, I know. He was really good. He's been really good.
Yeah.
I think they all choked. I just got a text here from Sarah,
Not the Udist.
But she was in Minnesota with her family during the game, and she didn't get to watch the game. But I'm going to read her text. Something I read is that no other group of fans loves their backup quarterbacks like Bronco fans. I think it goes way farther than Case, and I do think the coaching is suspect. I did not see the game, but would not have pulled the quarterback. The defense is allowing way too many points. They are not the same as they used to be. It's true.
This might be the second coming of Gary Kubiak as
coach.
Yeah,
yes.
You know,
could be.
If they fire, I almost said Johnson again.
No.
If they fire Joseph in the middle of the season.
Right.
You know, but Kubiak's right there. I don't know if he'll get permission from his wife. So the fate of Broncos Nation is in the fate of Mrs. Kubiak.
But didn't Gary have a heart problem or something? Or,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely health related.
Yeah.
Or stroke. It was, because he blacked out a couple of times.
Right.
And I think they were like mini, mini strokes or something like that.
But he's still, you know, in the front office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe.
Are you talking interim Kubiak?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
You know, because I don't think he would take it full time.
Right.
You know, he'll collapse and die on the sidelines. We don't want that.
God forbid, no. 963-2976. If anybody has any comments, give us a call.
Well, let's look ahead at the Rams game. It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow? No. It's Sunday.
It's the next week
is the Thursday night game.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the Rams are playing the Broncos this Sunday at 2, I think, in the afternoon in Denver.
Wow. So that's the only good thing going for the Broncos, because the Rams are looking awfully good.
The Rams have not lost a game.
I know.
And their quarterback, Jared Goff.
There's another team that doesn't have to search for a QB.
Exactly.
Or a running back. Or a defensive line.
Yeah. But you know what? Didn't they take Aqib Talib? Didn't they have...
Yes.
He got hurt.
He got hurt.
What happened to him?
Well, it's an ankle problem. So it's sort of like... the guy that was in the no-fly zone, Ward.
Oh, T.J. Ward.
T.J. Ward.
Right.
He had ankle problems, and I think that's what's happening with Aqib.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless somebody pulled on his gold necklace and...
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Chafed his neck or something.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I was looking forward to having Chris Harris rip that gold necklace off of Aqib Talib.
Yeah, me too.
But it ain't going to happen.
Because he's still out?
Yeah,
he's still out. Is he still going to be out?
Yep.
For this game?
Yep.
Bummer.
But, you know, the Rams, they're steamrolling everybody.
Oh, I know.
They went up and they pulled out a last-second win against Seattle last week.
I know. I watched part of that game.
Did you?
That was amazing.
So, you know, this game they didn't run away with, but they proved their mettle.
They did.
They went in there and they found a way to win, just like the Broncos did once.
At one time, once upon a time. 963-2976, you are listening to Bronco Babble on KDNK.
So with a great quarterback and a great running back and a really good offensive line and a hell of a defensive line,
yep.
Really their only weakness is their secondary without Talib. So maybe that gives Case Keenum a chance to do something against that secondary.
Let's hope so, because I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to bet against them, because I never do, because it's bad karma to me. But and I love the Rams. They're my second team because I'm from L.A. But I have to say I think they're going to win unless Denver pulls something.
Sure looks that way.
Yep.
However, maybe because his butt is really on the line, Vance Joseph will motivate this team to rise above, and it is at home.
Right.
So that gives them a slight chance.
That's true.
You know, if there's ever been a week for an upset, this is the week.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Rams are probably, you know, well, I don't know if NFL teams take anybody for granted anymore. You can't really, but they're probably looking a little bit past the Broncos because they're not as good as they were or have been. And
the Rams?
The Rams, looking ahead to next week, not focusing.
Oh, you mean on our game?
Yeah. So, you know, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Probably not. But you got to think that I just think there's a potential for an upset this week.
I hope you're right. We have a caller.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
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 We haven't had any calls. So this is the Jane Rader. Calling in.
No, there's feedback, Jane. That doesn't work. There's like two generators. The world only needs one. I know that much. We don't need two. Turn off the phone, Jane.
Okay, I'll turn it off. Okay. I should have gone outside.
Okay, bye.
That reminds me.
I didn't even think about that.
Oops. That was my bad.
Okay. I didn't even think about that. I thought I'd pull a funny.
Well, you know, I remember when you used to go out to the book.
The free box.
The free box.
Right.
With Jake.
Yes.
You always did a report from the free box.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was a while. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those were really good.
Why don't we have the free box anymore?
Because somebody has to take care of the free box.
Oh.
And we're too busy here at KDNK.
That's true.
We have to take care of the expensive things, not the free things.
That's true. That's a good point. So you are listening to Bronco Babble, and it is the Lukester and the Janerator today. And we would like you to call at 963-2976. Give us your prediction for this upcoming game with the Rams, or babble about the Broncos, good or bad.
Or I suppose we could expand the search to the Rockies. Have we seen the last of Nolan Arenado?
I hope not.
I sure do, too.
I mean, they were...
You got to love that guy.
I love that guy. I love him.
Yeah.
And...
He does it in the right way.
He does. And I hope, because we do have a really good team now. I hope he sticks it out with us. I know he really wants to be on a playoff team.
Yep.
But let's hope that he sticks it out with us.
Boy, you know, that's a tough decision because if they let him go as a free agent, if they try to get a contract with him and they're not successful and he ends up being a free agent, excuse me, the Rockies get nothing for him. But if they trade him now, they'll get some prospects, maybe.
Oh, I don't know how that works.
That's the way it works.
Really?
That's the way it works. So that means that the Rockies are really motivated to give Arenado the contract he wants, because if they let him go as a free agent, they don't get anything.
Wow. Do you want me to get you some water?
I've got some.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. You know, something's going around.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, something big.
Ooh.
Hope you're not getting sick.
Me too.
Yeah.
Did you get a flu shot this year, Jen?
No, I never get one.
I never do either, yeah. But I'm starting to worry.
I'm afraid a flu shot would give me the flu.
Well, it does sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't get the flu very often, yeah. So. Anyway.
The Broncos got the flu. They got the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu.
Flu, exactly.
Actually, they don't. They're looking like a pathetic turd sitting there on the
field. Pathetic turd.
You know, they're looking pretty
that.
Grim.
Turd is the word.
Oh, I shouldn't have said anything.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to go off.
I know.
Yeah.
And I know that about you, too, Jane. You'd think I would know.
I know. But Patrick Cojones, you know. Little toilet humor here.
Yep. Speaking of toilet humor, whatever happened to Little Willie?
Little Willie said he might call in.
He did?
He did.
You talked to him?
I didn't talk to him. I texted him.
Wow.
And he texted me back, and he said he might call in.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. Haven't heard Little Willie for a long time.
I know.
Since the demise of the Jake and Jane show.
That's right. We heard Jake called in last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the heck are you, Jake?
Where are you, Jake?
What about you, Pam?
What about... Pam is in a meeting.
Oh, she is?
Yes. She texted me.
Oh.
I don't know why Sarah's not calling, but she texted me. She must not be home yet. I don't know. And, yeah, not one person has called us today. Huh. Craig hasn't called. Enrique hasn't called
all season.
No.
Luis
has not called. Where are you guys?
Everybody's
and women?
In a meeting. The whole world's in a meeting,
yeah,
Jane. What are we going to do about that?
Well, we're going to have to make some stuff up.
All right.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay. So, what I think the Broncos should do this week, okay?
Okay.
I think they should substitute, what's his name, for Keenum.
Okay.
In the front office.
Chad Kelly.
No.
Oh, do what? In the front office?
Who did you suggest take over the team?
Kubiak,
Gary Kubiak. I suggest, this is why I'm not a coach, I suggest that they substitute Gary Kubiak for Vance Joseph, kick Joseph out of here. I think they should talk to Keenum and say, Keenum, this has nothing to do with your play at quarterback. But we need to just stir things up, and that's why we're going to put Chad Kelly in for two quarters and you in for two quarters. I also think that they could move Sanders to kickoff receiver to return. Uh-oh, we have a call. Someone wants me to shut up.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Well, I am thrilled to know that Luke and Jane, this is Terry Gaskap.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi.
And I don't know if you know this about Denver Broncos history, but in the late 90s, the Denver Broncos basketball team came to Glenwood Springs, and these were players in the off season that did benefit events. So they came to Glenwood, and they played against the Glenwood All-Stars. And among the players who came were Ed McCaffrey.
Whoa.
Do you remember him?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. And Ed is famous for a whole bunch of reasons, but his most famous touchdown was against the Minnesota Vikings in that era. It was a triple-tipped ball in the end zone, and he caught it. And we won that game by, like, a couple points. But I'm sorry, I'm getting sidetracked.
That's okay.
When they played this benefit game, it was a close match. And the Glenwood All-Stars, I remember, don't know if I can get his name right, Trey Holt, who has Farnham Holt, what's it called, mortuary in Glenwood Springs, was one of the players. And then they did the coolest thing. When the Bronco players got fouled, they picked a kid from the stands to shoot the free throws.
Oh, wow.
And this is boasting, but my son, Aaron Glasnap, got picked.
Whoa, Terry.
And the game was either we were 1 point behind or 1 point ahead. And my son, who would have been at that time 9 years old, made the free throw. So I think, based on that, that you, Luke, and Jane should help me get some tickets to, like, the next time the Broncos play in the Super Bowl, we'll drive a bus over, a bus called Further. And then we'll camp out in the parking lot. What do you think?
You're either on the bus or off the bus.
I love it. I love
it,
Terry.
I'm sorry to break up what you were telling us about, Jane, because you had some plans for the team.
Oh, yeah.
And I want you to go ahead with that.
But before we do that, I want a score from you.
Right.
For the Rams-Broncos game. What's your prediction?
Well, I got to ask, what is the Rams' record?
5-0. They have not lost a game yet, and they're really, really good. Here.
Where is the game being played? Here?
Uh-huh.
Denver.
Glenwood Springs.
Is it a replay of the Glenwood Springs homecoming event? Never mind. That was a bad
joke. Yeah, we won't go there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry, I have to say the Chargers.
No, not the Chargers, the L.A. Rams.
Oh, L.A. Rams.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
okay.
I'm getting mixed up.
Well, there are L.A. Chargers, too.
Okay.
Well,
I'm just going to say the Broncos are going to lose by 34-10.
34-10.
For the Rams.
For the Rams.
Will I win something?
Our eternal admiration.
Well, here's how you'll Terry, here's how you win something. If you call in and you give us your guess for the score of all the remaining games. No, each week. You know that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at the end of the season, if you among all the other callers, if you have the most wins, you will get a prize from Katie and Kay.
Okay. Thank you. I'll let other callers entertain you, but I'm glad to hear you two on the air. It's very amusing. And keep it up, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Terry. All right. Bye. Okay. Bye. 963-2976. If you would like to babble like Terry did. But that was really interesting.
Yeah, that was productive babble.
It was productive
babble. As opposed
babble.
To aimless babble.
Exactly.
Now, you know, you can do, into every life, a little aimless babble must fall.
You can talk about your spouse. You can talk about your work. As long as you bring it back to the Broncos. We have another call.
Caller, you were on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Is it too late to get on Bronco Babble there?
No, not at all.
Be heart, be still, my beanie.
I don't know. I can babble about something or other.
Is this is this our little Willie?
Yay!
No, this ain't no little Willie. Change my name.
What is it?
Big Willie.
Hey, Big Willie.
I just kid you. You know I'm always kidding you, James.
I know.
How you doing there, Luke? How you doing?
He said,
"Oh, I'm good. How are you, Big Willie?"
Open up your ears. I'm talking to you.
Sorry. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, now, what are we talking about?
It's the Broncos.
They suck.
They do.
Big time they suck.
They suck bad.
Yes.
Do you want my prediction?
Yes, sir.
They're going to continue to suck.
They're not going to get better. What do you think is, why do you think they suck?
I'm putting my money on Florida this year.
No.
The swimmers, the Dolphins, they got that whole thing they can do. They can still swim.
Okay, but what about this particular week's game?
I mean, if you want my prediction, I'll tell you what. Don't give me the ball unless you want a freaking touchdown. All right?
All right, little Will.
All right, who are we playing?
Big
who
Will.
Playing?
Oh, Big Will.
It's
excuse
Big
me.
Will.
The Rams. The L.A. Rams 5-0 record.
Louisiana Rams. Okay, what's their record?
5-0. 1-5, lost 0.
Oh, wow. They suck even worse than the donkey, don't they? Well, I'm still predicting that the donkeys is going down. And you want to score?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see here. 10-4. That'll be...
It'll be 24 Rams, LA Rams.
You said LA, that's Louisiana where I come from.
Oh, okay. You're right. Okay. And Broncos 3. That's Little Willie's.
Broncos 3, they get 3.
Okay. Well, thank we
get it going backwards.
Okay, well, we're on the air, Little Will. This time every Wednesday. So continue to call us. We love hearing from you.
See how good I do before you go inviting anybody back.
Okay.
Okay, Big Will.
What do I win?
Good to hear from you, Big
all right,
Will.
Big
all
Will.
Right, take care now.
We got to get off the air.
Oh, all right, thanks so much.
Thank
okay.
you.
Yay.
All right, Big
Willie.
Willie.
Back in the valley. Yay.
Yay.
But that
your
was a,
score?
That was a heck of a prediction.
Yeah.
Okay, you better start channeling, Jane.
Okay, I'm channeling while
you know what? You
what?
Think that, okay, it's twice now nobody has won because they didn't pick the opponent. And you think this would be the game to pick the opponent like Big Willie just did. But I think upset. I think Vance Johnson, Joseph will motivate his team, and they'll step up and cream the Rams by a score of 17-14.
Wow. You know what? I'm with you on the Broncos stepping up, but I think they will cream the Rams 24-21.
That's going to do it for Bronco Babble. Catch us next week, Wednesday at 4 o'clock. We'll be here.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Will. I mean, Luke.
We'll see you.
Bye.